This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Your day, my friends, and welcome to another edition of What's on Your Mind. I say today is your day because we have spent a lot of time on this program talking about the beef battles and trying to take up the cause of our friends in the ranching community who are being hammered right now. It's one of those industries that has been hammered, and then along comes a coronavirus, and you get another whack, a double whammy. But today on the program, we are going to talk with the CEO of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. And the perspective that has been out there for some time is that the packers have some unfair trade practices going on. There's too few of them. And so they are essentially sticking it to the producers. Some people believe the cure for that is to have country of origin labeling. Some people think labeling is a good idea, but it shouldn't be mandated by the government. It's just a lot of different views. And even beef groups have different views. Just one of the things that I continually harp on to say it would be a lot easier to advocate for an industry that was speaking with one voice than an industry that's sort of coming at this from different perspectives. So we're going to talk with the CEO of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association about that. If you have a question for him, call or text me. I'll make sure I ask your question, okay? We'll do that. Today's your day. If you're a business and you are wondering what the future is going to hold for you, you've seen your revenue fall off, you don't have any work for your employees, in some cases, you're shut down by government order. In other cases, you might as well be because you're allowed to be open, but business is so slow. There are a myriad of programs that are available to you as a result of this. And I know they can be a little confusing, and you kind of wonder, should I even mess with it or whatever? Talk to your banker. Talk to your banker. Whether it's a bank you deal with, whether it's a farm credit association that you deal with, whether it is a credit union, whatever. Talk to your banker. Talk to your lender. Talk to the people that they're, because they know these programs now. They've changed a little bit here and there. We had an issue earlier this week. You may remember we had the administrator of the SBA on. And we had a number of banks saying they want these loans closed in 5 days. But they haven't given us the language they want in the closing documents and told us whether we're doing the closing documents or they are. So you're sitting here as a bank going, you want me to do it in 5 days, but I can't because you haven't given it to me. So I asked the SBA administrator, what are you doing here? What's going on? She said, just figure it out. Just figure it out. Literally, that's what she said, which sort of just, you know, is not really like the SBA. But anyway, that's sort of the way they're doing it right now. Just figure it out. Anyway, they did come out then that night with new guidelines, and it's 10 days. They have to close within 10 days, and they have the language now. So that gives the banks some time because they're cranking these out. But take advantage of those. Essentially, they're grant money. They're low-interest loan money. It'll just bridge the gap to find, you know, get your footing about you so you make decisions with at least a little bit of breathing room. Senator Kevin Cramer, very active in crafting those, being on the banking committee. He is joining us next hour. We're going to talk about that today on the program. We're talking about the Democrats holding up aid in the middle of this disaster. I want to ask you guys, quick little survey question. Todd Mitchell.
Yes.
Kevin Flynn.
Yes, sir. Ready.
If the United States Senate was controlled by Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, whoever, right?
Okay.
And they presented a proposal that said, here's how we're going to help people in the middle of this unprecedented disaster. And the Republicans said, no, we want a little of this and a little of that. We're going to, you know, we're going to ask for other stuff. What the Republicans were doing is saying, we've got a program that's working here. The dollars are flying out the door. We want to add dollars to that. Democrats said, well, we want a little for them and a little for them and a little for them. Held it up. Would there not be fireworks coming from Washington, D.C. and from every television set and newspaper and radio newscast about the evil?
As you were saying, three words came to mind, hell to pay.
Yeah. Republicans would just be blistered by this.
Yes.
And it's totally ignored. Totally ignored.
Meanwhile, the money laundering continues. I had a question. Yeah. $25 million to the Kennedy Center. And they turn around and donate $5 million back to the DNC. $200 million to PBS. They turn around $25 million back to the DNC.
What? That didn't happen.
Of course it does.
No, I mean, I could see them donating previous to that. But what is the Kennedy Center doing donating to a political party?
Well.
That makes sense. Are you telling me that these donations came after the money came from...
No, not that I'm seeing a donation, but these are entities that donate to the DNC. Now they're getting money back.
Oh, yeah.
I bet the donations will show in somewhere. The quid pro quo.
Appearance of impropriety, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, quite interesting. Quite interesting. Anyway, Senator Cramer will be here to talk about that and much more coming up on the program. He also has been, along with Senator Hoeven, they have been like a... great strategy. And Senator Cramer has been on a lot of national television talking about that. He is taking on Saudi Arabia single-handed. Dan Sullivan, too. They've introduced legislation and said, fine, we'll take our missile batteries out of there. We'll take our defense assets out of there. You're no ally. So there was an OPEC meeting this week. We'll talk with Senator Cramer about that. Any and all questions on that, welcome on the program today on What's on Your Mind, okay? Also, quick announcement, Monday night... Senator Kevin Cramer will be back 8 to 9 p.m. on KFIRE, AM 1100 The Flag, and KTGO, a small business town hall meeting with Senator Cramer. So if you have questions about the programs that are available to you in agriculture, whatever form of business you're in, Senator Cramer will be the answer guy, okay? He'll have his team there and... doesn't much need a team because he remembers all this stuff. But Monday night, 8 o'clock, put that on your calendar, okay? We're gonna be doing that as well. All right. How'd the parking lot prayer go last night, Todd?
Fantastic. Thanks for everybody for coming out and who came out. If you didn't get to come out, I do have the Facebook not muted audio posted since they don't like when you play some music on there that somebody else owns. But anyway, the whole thing is posted on our KFIRE Radio Facebook page and on mine and stuff. But fantastic crowd last night. Thanks, everybody, for coming out. It's you feel the power when it's happening.
Exactly right. Exactly right. Really glad people are doing that. It's a nice deal all the way around. Well, it's Good Friday, and I've talked to in the past about that odd naming of this day when death becomes real for a man who was sinless, who suffered mightily. But the reason it's good is because of what comes after. And after death, there is resurrection, there's salvation. So I don't think it's an accident at all that we're in the middle of an episode in our country that nobody alive can really remember. We weren't here for the 1918 Spanish flu over 100 years ago. I wasn't here for World War II. But it's our moment, this generation, for sure. And 2,000 years ago, somebody scribbled down in a pretty famous book, the words of Jesus that said, I won't allow pain without something new to be born. It's 2,000 years ago. We think of the Spanish flu 100 years ago as ancient, right? Long, long time ago. It's 2,000 years ago. The words, I won't allow pain without something new to be born. So to somebody that's unemployed out there, to somebody that owns a business that is seeing their livelihood, their savings, everything being chewed up, to people that have loved ones that have coronavirus and the challenges from that, remember those words from 2,000 years ago. They've survived 2,000 years. And even, as we know today, the Son of God had to suffer. The sinless one had to suffer being nailed to a cross. I don't know. I'm not necessarily the best expert on this because I don't know anybody that has the coronavirus, but I don't think even that awful disease can be equated to somebody being nailed to the cross. So there actually is a lot of hope in this day as we turn a corner, hopefully nationwide, and look ahead to that time when something new is born. What's that going to be? We can help shape it. We'll get to your calls when we come back.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
I'm Jim, I'm IndyFlagpoleGuy.com, and I invite you to my exciting web and local television series, The Flagpole Guy Chronicles. We're documenting historical events of patriotism all across the Fruited Plains, stories of faith, hope, and love, celebrating the American experience and the American dream. Join me on YouTube, or check your local listings. And thank you.
American-made flags and flagpoles installed by an American patriot. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or visit IndyFlagpoleGuy.com today.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
A moment ago, I was talking about something new to be born out of something bad, right? Somebody, by the way, asked where that's at in the Bible. It's Isaiah 66:9, is that particular passage. But made me think of the University of Mary, where your life's disrupted. You know, maybe you're out of work, and maybe say, this is finally the time I could look at doing something new. And coming up early in May, they began anew with programs. Good time for you to take these times of uncertainty that can bring stress, but also bring opportunity to think about, what do I want to do? We adapt to new ways of living and working. We search for opportunities to do something positive during stressful times. The University of Mary is all about learning as an accomplishment that nothing can take away. A long-term gift to you and your families. So, if you've ever wanted to expand your skills, didn't feel you had the time to devote to it, the University of Mary wants to serve you. This could be a time to earn an academic certificate or credential that will benefit you today and tomorrow. Whatever area interests you, business, counseling, healthcare, education, U Mary has online certificate and credential programs that will help you achieve your goals. In every circumstance, we can take positive action. Think about that. For more information, visit online, umary.edu. Monsignor Shea is doing a really awesome retreat. It's about 45 minutes to an hour every night. They do it live, I think at 5, but you can watch it later if you want. They have them all archived. Check it out. That's a great thing to do on Good Friday as well. Let's go to Brad Minot. What's on your mind, Brad?
Good morning. Trying to make this brief here. You know, we start, first of all, the governor is doing a very, very good job. I've commented to the governor's office that I appreciate him trying to limit the disruption of freedom. But I preface the question that I wish the media would ask him. We started this flattening the curve process with the social distancing and the business closures. In light of the fact that he's mentioned a couple times that we're only at about 1% of our capacity, being healthcare capacity, being used for COVID patients, he mentioned we only have like 26 in the hospital and 2,600 beds. Shouldn't the goal then be to maximize economic output and business openings while remaining with that line below our peak? You know, because it really doesn't make any sense to be only using 1%. I mean, we could allow a few more businesses to open and maybe still only be using 25 or 30% capacity and limit the economic damage. I mean, shouldn't that be the goal of what we're doing?
You know, I asked that question of the lieutenant governor, Brent Sanford, because I thought the same thing earlier in the week when I saw that number. I thought, well, wow. I mean, we couldn't possibly get up above, you know, near where we were at before. Could we? But there were still positives. There still were possibilities, rather, that had that going. I'm trying to find the exact information that he sent me, but it was based on a couple of models where they were talking about, a jump. But I think there is going to be a point at which, you know, that's no longer possible, right? And then that's when I think you're exactly right. Then it's time to start thinking about how we do that, because in my mind, the whole argument, the argument I buy into 100% because of what we saw in other places, is that, you know, some people say herd mentality, just let everybody go out and get this and then they'll be fine. If you do that and you overwhelm your healthcare systems, then you decide who lives and who dies. And then you decide who gets a ventilator and who doesn't. Yeah, that's why we're doing what we're doing. Yep. So I'm with you. When we get beyond the point of you know, that being a possibility anymore, it's time to start winding down. 100% agree. But I'll ask the governor, because I don't know that he's been asked about it at the press conference. But
that's what I want to see, what his thinking is here. Because if that's his thinking, I'm still totally on board. I get why we're doing this, because we got to keep, you know, we can't max out our healthcare system. But I hear stories of healthcare departments that are non-COVID related being close to laying off people because they're so slow. I mean, we're going way overboard that way. There's got to be a better balance in there for two reasons. One, we don't want any layoffs in the healthcare industry because they're going to be needed at some point. And two, we're causing other unrelated economic damage that doesn't need to be caused. So we've got to find that balance. And I wonder if that's his thinking or not. I'd just like to know more about what his thoughts are there.
Yeah, no, I'd say great point. It is a great point. Thanks so much, Brad. Appreciate the call. We'll ask today's press conference on your behalf for you. So I think they're having one. I don't know. Good Friday, they might not be. Things are a little disruptive.
Said they were, but...
Is that right? Okay, yeah. By the way, yesterday at Governor Tim Walz's press conference in Minnesota, he was asked by a forum reporter what the Governor Walz thought of Governor Burgum saying that, you know, if you're going between Minnesota and North Dakota to a lake home, for instance, and you shelter in place like you're doing here, follow the same social distancing rules, that'd be okay. Now, the governor is saying he didn't say that. He was asked, I think, in a different interview, something similar. Bottom line is they both agreed now that, as they say, for the health and safety of our citizens, they should avoid all non-essential travel. Stay home, stay healthy, stay connected. I asked a follow-up from that to say, well, are you saying then if you own a lake home in Minnesota, as a North Dakotan, you can't go there unless it's quote-unquote essential? If so, what's essential? And what they're saying is there isn't a concrete definition because there's 100 different scenarios where travel may or may not be necessary. Bottom line is what the governor said, which is use common sense. Non-essential means if you don't need to travel, don't. So there you have that particular, because I know, you know, there's, personally, if it's me, I mean, you own a home in Minnesota, you own a home, and you get in your garage and get in your car and drive across the border and go to your Minnesota home, and you're there for the weekend doing everything you've been doing here, and then you get back in the car, you're a threat to nobody. But if you're just doing it to be able to look at the lake versus your cul-de-sac, that's not essential, I don't think. So you're going to have to decide what essential is. And I would think some maintenance things and whatnot would be, but I don't know, again, if it's just leisure, if it is. You know, but you know what they said now. Tim's on the road. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Tim.
Yes, Scott. Thank you for taking my call. And I understand you're going to have an NCBA rep on a little later there. I would like you to ask him some questions for me. These are important questions for us cattle producers because our livelihood is on the line here. We're in deep trouble. There's a lot of producers that will not survive this.
Yeah, I don't like that at all. Do you want to do me a favor and just ask him yourself? Just hang on here.
Well, I can do that if that would be okay. I'd rather
because then if there's follow up questions or whatever, it's just better. I don't mind jotting it down, but it just, I think, better if it comes directly from folks. So stay right there. And any other questions for the CEO? Let's have this adult conversation about this. I think it's that important. So. And I hear it in Tim's voice. I know what people are going through. And I, for a long time, I think you've heard me on the air say, what's the answer? How do we fix this? It's Sonny Perdue right now saying he wants to take on the Packers and some of the things they're doing. And I've heard a lot of people say that's the answer. Okay, well, some people think that's just lip service. Other people think he'll actually do it. One of the topics we'll have for Senator Kramer next hour, because he's been pushing on that as well, but we'll ask what NCBA wants as well. Colin Woodall, the CEO, going to join us coming up on What's on Your Mind. Stay tuned, my friends.
Command Center, this is Tierney Assault 1 reporting for duty.
Tierney Assault 1, your assigned mission for today is to erect the world's greatest symbol of freedom, the American flag display.
Affirmative, Command Center, initiating startup sequence. Command Center, all systems go. Tierney Assault 1, preparing for departure.
Tierney Assault 1, you are cleared for departure. Please exit towards freedom and independence and have a good day.
American-made flags and flagpoles installed by an American patriot. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or visit ndflagpoleguy.com today.
I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
There are now more confirmed coronavirus cases in New York State than in any other entire country in the world outside of the United States. New York, with more than 160,000 cases of the illness and more than 7,000 deaths from the coronavirus by early this morning. President Trump saying he hopes the U.S. economy will open again soon. During a White House briefing, though, Dr. Anthony Fauci said reopening the country needs to be based on public health criteria.
Often people say, reopen the government like it's a light switch that goes on and off for the entire country. We have a very large country with really different patterns of disease and outbreaks in different parts of the country.
Severe weather expected in the Mid-South over Easter weekend. Heavy storms are predicted from Texas to Tennessee. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Today by Pipers. If you go online right now at pipers.com, you can begin bidding on that Claybaugh retirement farm auction in Sharon, North Dakota. They have timed online bidding auctions going on right now. This one is starting today, actually underway a few hours now. Bidding begins to close Wednesday, April 15th, so next week. But check out the whole lineup right there. Same thing at the Auction Center of North America, the Spring 2020 Machinery Auction. That one begins next Friday, and the Western Dakota Spring 2020 Equipment Auction in Bowman actually begins today as well and goes through the 14th. All of those online, and of course, lots of land auctions, too. They know land better than most folks in the Northern Plains at Pipers. Call them at 877-700-4099 for a catalog or any more information, or go online to pipers.com. Our next guest is Colin Woodall. He's the CEO of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, joins us on the program today. We know that our beef producers, the cattle producers out there, are in, you know, and have been in a real difficult situation for a number of years, declining margins to the point of losing money over the last several years. And now, of course, a double whammy with a drop in demand and everything that's going on with the COVID crisis as well. So these are challenging times. Colin, thanks for taking some time during these busy times to chat with us and our listeners today.
It's great to be with you, Scott. Thanks for having me on the show.
Who do you represent?
So the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, we've been around since 1898. We're the oldest and largest national trade association for cattle producers, and 95% of our membership is going to consist of cow-calf producers, backgrounders, stockers, seed stock operators, and feeders. It's the true producers that are the bulk of our membership, the focus of this association, and the leadership of our association comes from those ranks. Our president is a cow-calf producer from down in Florida. Our president-elect is a cattle feeder in Kansas. Our vice president is a seed stock operator and cow-calf producer from Minnesota. So folks who know the challenges are the ones that we represent. They're also the ones that lead this association. But let's make sure that everybody understands that we also represent the entire beef chain. So we have the remaining 5% would be members such as the packers, feed manufacturers, Ram trucks, McDonald's, Outback Steakhouse, and all of the other support services that help us do what we do. And the reason why we do that is because if we're going to make sure that we adequately support and protect the producers, we need to make sure we know what's going on throughout the entire supply chain. And that's why we are structured the way that we are.
Does that make it challenging for you in an organization that represents both the cattlemen, the cow-calf folks, and also the packers at a time when most of the cow-calf folks I talk to believe that the packers are right now operating unfairly?
Yeah, that's a great question. It's a question that we get quite often, but all we have to do is step back and look at the process that we use as an association. So the way that we're set up, me as the CEO and the staff, we do not make the policy positions that we implement as an association. That comes from our policy process. And the way that works, we have two meetings a year. We have different committees set up. We have one that looks at tax and credit, one that looks at trade, one that looks at cattle marketing. And the people who sit on these committees are NCBA members. Cattle producers from states just like North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, they show up, we debate the issue, and they vote on it. Then it goes to a board of directors, also made up of cattle producers. They vote on it. And then ultimately, every member of the association gets to vote on it. And I will tell you, if you look at the last 15 years, which is as long as I've been with this association, I've never seen a packer actually show up to one of our board meetings and vote. It's always the folks that are wearing the hats. So they're the ones that tell us where to go and what positions to take, and that's what we follow. It's not the packers, it's the producers. And that process has a lot of integrity to it. It allows us to make sure that when we need to push back against the packer, we can do that. And this has been a great example, this COVID crisis, of where we've had the opportunity to take advantage of that.
Are the packers the problem? That's what I hear most often, given the fact there are so few of them. And, you know, what's happening with the price, one of them owned by Brazil, a competitor, obviously, and one owned by China. Are they the problem?
You know, there's a lot of problems here. Are they part of the problem? Absolutely. All you have to do is look at the structure of our industry right now. And, yes, we have four packers that control 80% of the packing capacity. So we have all of these retailers out there, food service, they're buying beef. It goes down into that narrow neck of the funnel. And then it spreads out to all of us on the production side. So they do have a lot of control. There is no doubt about that. This is something that we have asked Secretary Perdue to step in and investigate, because this came up last summer after the fire at the Tyson plant in Holcomb, Kansas. Same type thing. We saw a run up in the price of boxed beef, and of course that is the price that the packers are charging the retailers, but we saw the price of cattle go down. Now, we have asked that this situation be rolled into that investigation. The secretary has already come out and said that he was going to do that. In fact, we wrote a letter to the president asking for this to happen. In less than 6 hours after we contacted the president, the secretary announced that he was going to take that action. What they're going to do is they're going to continue to look at this and find whether or not there are violations. And the way it sets up, if they find violations, they will recommend prosecution to the Department of Justice. We also hope that they will find some other things that we as an industry can look at to try to improve the way that we market cattle. Because, as I said, it's not just the packers that are part of this discussion. We also have to look at the CME group and cattle futures and that impact on our industry. And just go back and look internally at ourselves and the way that we have developed our industry over the years. You know, we're not just the same commodity beef business that we were 35, 40, 50 years ago. We've done a lot to change the way that we market cattle, to try to get better prices, to improve our genetics, to put grids in place, to try to get paid for those investments. We need to make sure that whatever we do moving forward, that we still allow for innovation and the opportunity to improve ourselves.
Let's take some calls. A lot of folks want to chat with you about this issue. Tim has been waiting the longest here. So, Tim, let's get you in with your questions for our guest from the NCBA, Colin Woodall. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call. My question is, why have our producer prices for live cattle gone down and the packers' profits have skyrocketed at the same time our beef exports are at a record high? You and your organization told us that our beef checkoff would help our prices. Obviously, that's not true. And that brings up another issue called country origin labeling. Your organization has been constantly and steadily against that. Sure, the underwear you wear has a country of origin label on it, but the U.S. Consumer is not allowed to know where his beef comes from. Why is that?
Okay, a couple of questions there.
Go ahead.
I just want to get the answers because I'm interested in all your questions, but we got to give him a chance to answer. So first on the price.
Yes, sir.
on the exports being, you know, where they're at. And yet the record profits are there while the price is, you know, awful for the producer. What's the what's causing that?
Well, we're not seeing the record exports right now because of this crisis. We did a great job in 2019 of moving product overseas, but with the COVID crisis, we have seen our exports go down. So we're not being able to capture a lot of the great opportunities that were provided for us at the end of 2019 and here in early 2020, which includes increased access into China, increased access into Japan and other imported countries. Now, we hope that once we get over this crisis, and we also have to keep in mind, it's a global crisis. So one of the reasons why we're not sending as much to China is because they're trying to respond to COVID just like we are.
But even pre-COVID, right? I mean, I got a text here that says
yes.
Last year at
this has went back way before then. You're dodging the issue, sir.
But let me just read this from another listener. Last year at this time, cattle packers were getting $2.25 for box beef, paying $1.25 for cattle. Now packers are getting $2.23 and paying $1.05 for cattle. Something is wrong with those numbers. It's criminal. I get a text like that every day, Colin.
Oh, and I get a text like that every day too, and a lot of phone calls, just like Tim. But we also have to keep in mind that. Yeah, we're going to look at the whole picture, but we're also very focused right now on what's going on with COVID and this claim that we're seeing record exports now and that's having an impact here. Well, that's not the case. We are not seeing those record exports. What we are seeing is we went into 2020 with a lot of cattle and what we expected to be a lot of availability. And when you look at supply and demand, when you have a lot of demand out there and also a lot of supply, that squeeze point at the packers becomes very, very key in that discussion. And that's why we have asked for this investigation to make sure that the secretary can look at that and say, why is it that we see this discrepancy? Why the packers not in a time of crisis make the decision to take that extra margin and pass it back down to the consumer or to the producer, because what we need to do is make sure that all segments of the industry are healthy in order to not only get through this crisis, but as we're talking about here, Scott and Tim, how do we continue to address this moving forward? Because it's not just about what's going on right now. It's about how we're going to be able to move forward as an industry in the future. But let's get to country of origin labeling right now.
Before we do that, the one in between there was on the checkoff. I mean, do you see the checkoff as having not delivered?
I tell you what, the checkoff has done a tremendous amount of work, and I'll tell you why. When you look at all of these empty meat cases around the country that we have seen throughout this crisis, you know, they went there because they find comfort and satisfaction and happiness in beef. What's also interesting about that is we saw pictures from across the country where you had an empty meat case, and then right next to it, you had the meat case full of Beyond Beef that was full. People weren't buying that product. And a lot of that is because of the promotion work that the checkoff has done. And the checkoff showed how it's so important in a time like this, because we had all these people that were buying beef, filling their refrigerator full of beef, but they don't necessarily always know how to cook the beef. So the checkoff retooled and started looking at online cooking classes and getting recipes out there. And we saw that our traffic to the beefitswhatsfordinner.com website go up 65%. And so I think it shows that the checkoff has done exactly what it's supposed to do, and that is promote our product.
All right, now, we'll take the let's tackle the country of origin labeling debate after the break here, because the music's playing. So Tim will get your last answer to that question coming up, and hopefully get at least a couple more in here for our guest, Colin Woodall, who is the CEO of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Senator Kevin Cramer next hour for the full hour in the Talk Radio Town Hall 2. Stay tuned, folks.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
We've got Brian in studio from Collins and Kronk Raymond James.
Brian, I was visiting with my girlfriend the other day, and she's just a few years from retirement. She was wondering if she can still retire if there's a recession just around the corner.
This is why planning is so important. When Collins and Kronk does a financial plan for you, we look at several different scenarios. We consider the positives or the good times, as well as the bad. What if there is a recession? We do the math so we can answer your questions with confidence. We want to help you make smart decisions like when to retire or what investments to use.
Whether it's a recession or an economic boom, Collins & Kronk can help you make the right decisions. If you have $500,000 or more, call Collins & Kronk in Fargo today, 701-235-0119, 701-235-0119. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Have you heard of Mineral Tracker? Let me tell you, these Mineral Tracker guys are rocking the oil and gas industry with their knowledge and expertise. They have degrees, experience, and common sense, and they founded Mineral Tracker for mineral owners just like you. When you're dealing with your mineral income, don't mess around. Use our technology that was created just for you, helping you maintain your asset and take control of it. Activate your free account today at MineralTracker.com or call 833-842-2924.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount or go online to pccnd.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Dehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The hour on What's On Your Mind, brought to you today by Oasis Petroleum, celebrating the bee, the buffalo spirit of North Dakotans. People are coming up to me on the street now and saying, "Bee the buffalo." I love it. That's right. Buffalo goes into the storm. That's North Dakota, just like they do at Oasis Petroleum in a very challenging time right now. Unbelievable. Got to muster up lots of grit for this deal, huh? If you see somebody that is demonstrating that Be the Buffalo Spirit and want to celebrate them, do us a favor. Call our 24/7 hotline. You can leave a question, comment for the show, guest suggestion, whatever, but also tell us about somebody that's doing some good things to Be the Buffalo. 855-200-1776. Back with Colin Woodall from the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Three-part question from Tim, and we have one part last related to country of origin labeling. A lot of people see it as the answer. Why isn't it, in your view?
So cool has been a hot topic in our industry for many years now, Scott. And it's important to know what NCBA's position is. We believe in country of origin labeling. We just believe it should be industry run and voluntary. And that is what distinguishes us from other individuals. It's because others believe that it should be a mandatory government-run program. It's also important to remember that for 6.5 years, it was. We had country of origin labeling for 6.5 years in this country, and there is not a single credible ag economist out there who will tell you that we as producers got any benefit out of it. And so that's why NCBA has spent time looking at what are the other options, and the options are voluntary programs. And there's a lot of voluntary programs that exist today. You can find USA beef, American beef, product of the USA beef in a lot of retail outlets. And they're doing that through a program that's overseen by USDA, the Process Verified Program. And what happens is they design a label. A lot of times it's red, white, and blue, stars and stripes, and it has to have the qualifications on how it gets to be in that program. USDA has to audit it. They audit it consistently, and then it can go out into the meat case. And we've seen a lot of success with that. But, you know, it's not always just about the country of origin. And I think that's a key component here because there's a lot of state programs and regional programs that have had a tremendous amount of success. Probably one of the ones we have seen recently is there is a Kentucky ground beef program. It is something that the Kentucky Cattlemen's Association has worked on. They are working with their producers to provide that program. It has a label. They have contracts with retail stores, they can't keep it on the shelf. It's been so popular. That's a great example of where that Kentucky brand is much more valuable than a USA brand, and that's why we want to go the voluntary route, so that way our industry has the opportunity and the flexibility to do what works best for wherever you may happen to be.
Back to your ag economists. Weren't beef prices at record highs when the cool was in place?
No. And that's what you have to keep in mind, because that was based upon our supply and demand. When we saw that run up in prices in 2013, 2014, and 2015, it was because we had one of the smallest national herds that we had had in 50 years.
I got it. So in other words, they were up, but you're saying it wasn't because of cool.
It wasn't because of cool. And in fact, they started to come down almost 6 months before the mandatory cool program was repealed.
Got it. Let's go to Todd in Knox, great part of North Dakota, home of Dale Lennon.
Good afternoon. I'd like to say, first of all, you can't represent the people stealing our cattle and the people who are being stolen from. That's impossible. The reason we lost country of origin labeling was mainly because of NCBA. The very packers that have abused us admitted in papers in the RCAP suit that the reason that they dropped prices after 2015 was because country of origin labeling had been done away with. This guy has talked more crap in 20 minutes and said nothing. They've stolen our checkoff. We do not want NCBA to have their dirty, rotten political hands on our checkoff. It's that simple. They've abused it. They've stolen from it. It's ineffective. We want them to let it go. It provides 40% of it, subsidizes them 40%. They're a political organization. They work for the packers. They do not work for cattlemen. It's that simple.
All right. I didn't hear a question there from Todd, but obviously Todd's got some strong opinions. A quick response at all, Colin?
You know, I just laid out exactly how our leadership and our committee structure is set up, and I guarantee you a lot of your neighbors there in North Dakota who are NCBA members show up and vote. Matter of fact, a lot of your neighbors who have been chairman of NCBA committees, and I guarantee you they can tell you that the packers aren't the ones that are running this association. It is the producers, and it's those producers that put in place that policy that I implement. Now, also, it's important to know that NCBA is not the checkoff. That goes to the Cattlemen's Beef Board, which is appointed by the Secretary of Agriculture. And there are producers from across the country that sit on the Cattlemen's Beef Board. Some of them are NCBA members. Some of them aren't. NCBA goes, and we contract to be able to use those dollars on a lot of the promotion programs we do. But none of those dollars go towards our efforts in Washington, D.C. There's a firewall in play that's audited by USDA and the Inspector General that makes sure that doesn't happen.
I only have about 10 seconds left here. Unfortunately, we're going to have to do this again. But do you think there's any way that beef can speak with one voice on these issues?
We're pushing for that, and we'd love for folks to just get the facts and come on board and try to help us do that.
Because I don't think there's going to be a solution worth a toot until, the beef community says, here's what we want, here's what we agree on. And that may be a give and take a little bit on each side, but that's what it's going to take, in my opinion. Colin, really appreciate your time today. We'll have you back soon.
That's Brock Walker from Blue Flint Ethanol Plant in Underwood. He's an electrical instrument technician. A little bit about the question of ag and energy coming together. What do you think you're in? Which one?
I would think we're in both. I mean, we are, providing a place for local farmers to bring their corn that they grow, and they can locally bring it to our facility. As we receive most of our corn from local farmers that truck their corn to the plant to sell. So definitely part of the ag industry in that respect, but the energy industry, we're trying to, create energy independence here, in North Dakota, so we can use the corn we grow here and create a fuel that we can use right here in, in the state. And other places. So I'd say we're in both the energy and the ag industry.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.